Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The coronavirus has infected more than 500,000 people around the globe, and the U.S. now has more cases than any other country, including China, ground zero of the coronavirus pandemic. Johns Hopkins University researchers tracking the disease say the U.S. count is over 94,000 cases now and more than 1,400 deaths. President Trump is soon expected to sign a more than $2 trillion coronavirus relief package. Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar, a former presidential candidate, told NPR's Here and Now that compromises in Congress made way for lawmakers to get relief where it was needed most.
Some people want to make political points about these things, and we always negotiate, and I felt like we did as well as we could. It wasn't everything that we wanted in the bill, and there were some issues with it, but overall, it gave much-needed help to workers. When you have this humongous spike in unemployed people, they're going to need help immediately. And that should be a federal response when this is a federal pandemic.
Klobuchar's 52-year-old husband got sick with COVID-19. He's been released from the hospital and is now recovering at home. President Trump is threatening to use the Defense Production Act to force GM to produce ventilators to help with the coronavirus pandemic. We have more from NPR's Aisha Roscoe.
President Trump says GM and Ford must immediately start making ventilators. In a series of tweets, he singled out GM in particular, saying the company was moving too slowly and asking for too much money for ventilators. Until now, Trump had been praising GM and other private companies for stepping up to help with the coronavirus. Governors and health officials have been pleading with Trump to use the Defense Production Act to force companies to make needed equipment. But the White House resisted making that move. Trump on Thursday also raised questions about whether states really need the number of ventilators that have been requested. Aisha Roscoe, NPR News.
Many airports across the country are eerily quiet, underscoring the gravity of the social distancing measures taking hold across the U.S. At Los Angeles International Airport, one of the world's busiest, passenger traffic has fallen 85%. Hedy Lynn Hurdies has details.
The head of the Los Angeles Board of Airport Commissioners, Sean Burton, says he's seen airlines cut their flight schedules significantly, resulting in a major loss of revenue. And with that loss, he says, comes a greater need for belt tightening. The Airport Commission, which operates LAX, has stopped all new hiring and has halted any overtime for employees. To help the airport stay afloat, LA Mayor Eric Garcetti has slated $400 million for salaries and operations. Not only is airport traffic greatly impacted, but LAX is also reporting a 50% cut in concessions revenue and an 80% cut in the rental car business. For NPR News, I'm Hedy Lynn Hurdies in Los Angeles.
This is NPR. The Prime Minister of France is warning that a huge wave of the coronavirus pandemic will sweep over France in the coming days. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the latest fatality was a 16-year-old girl.
Le bilan des 24 dernières heures est un bilan qui est lourd.
This crisis is going to last for a while, said French Prime Minister Edouard Philippe, and we are going to have to hold up. Philippe said the wave of the epidemic that has hit the east of the country is now arriving in the Paris region. Starting tonight, the Eiffel Tower will illuminate messages of support for the country's healthcare workers. In the hard-hit east of France, patients are being evacuated from hospitals at full capacity, transferred to other regions by high-speed trains equipped as emergency rooms. Others are being transferred by helicopter over the border to Germany, where hospitals still have beds. Germany's death toll from COVID-19 is still low, though the country had its largest one-day increase as 47 people perished. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Public support for the president of Mexico is reported to be the lowest it's been since his 2018 election, weighed down by widespread discontent over his response to the coronavirus health and security crisis in Mexico. A survey conducted for the newspaper El Economista finds that support for President Andrés Manuel López Obrador had fallen below 50% for the first time. In terms of the economics of the pandemic, the ratings agency S&P Global Ratings says it expects Mexico's recovery from the pandemic will take longer than other countries in the region. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.